When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey there, Vault Dwellers. Follow us as we take a topic from the Fallout universe and discuss it in a group of diverse individuals. We are the Fallout Roundtable. Join us, the conversation has already started.
Welcome to another episode of the Fallout Roundtable. As you can hear, the mayhem just hasn't stopped from last week. As always, I'm your host, Maverick Stone, and today we have a very interesting topic and episode that we'd like to discuss with everyone that's here. But first, how about you rate, review, and subscribe to our YouTube channel? You can follow us on Twitter at FalloutRTB. And how about you just send us an email, FalloutRTB@gmail.com. So before we get started, let's introduce everybody. We got Jaxus, Sassy Lady. We got Ciliar, also known as Eric. And then back from a long hiatus somewhere out in
hiking in the Himalayas. He is now back.
He is now back. It is Romer.
Romer the Romer.
Oh, okay.
Hi. So our topic is tonight.
Yeah,
of course it is.
All things Raiders.
We are continuing our All Things series here today with All Things Raiders.
Which means so we couldn't think of anything, so we came up with that.
Yeah, exactly.
The Raiders were going to talk about the playoffs, right?
That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just hired a new head coach, or they gave.
Oh my god! No! We're not talking football. Stop! Oh my gosh!
From wrestling to football this week. Okay.
I don't want to talk about football anyway because my Detroit Lions.
Nobody's team went
blew a 17-point lead in the NFC Championship game.
Imploded. Guys just had to get him going, huh?
Upset about
it. We're done with that.
Somebody shoot him with a Thorazine dart quick.
We need a little vitamin H here. Come on. Good night.
This week on the NFL Roundtable.
So, I'm going to start things off.
We're already off the rails. We haven't even gotten started.
Why do Raiders insist on living in environments where they like sleep with dead bodies and they have skulls all around them? I mean, they are still human, so they still got to smell this stuff. Like, what is it about Raiders that makes them live in absolute squalor, even though they know, you know, they don't have to? They have power. They have the ability to create a more decent environment for themselves, but like they live like shit, man. What's the deal?
Well, okay, so going to Raiders, to be honest, I think it's more the fact of protection, intimidation factor.
I get that.
I tend to believe Mate's comment there. It's probably the chems. They're too stupid.
It's gotta be.
That's the next thing.
Their brains so much that they just don't even realize what's going on around them, because, I mean, Yeah, I get it. They're lazy or whatever, and they don't want to like clean the bathroom or whatever. But you're literally Caesar's hanging Legion, those dead though. Bodies and those heads up on stakes. I mean, come on, you did that.
Now, Caesar's Legion was like no chems, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
What's their
they
excuse?
They were pretty strict.
They're
just playing evil. They're just playing evil.
Yeah. That's the intimidation factor. They had to show how horrible they were.
Okay, Matt, maybe you do need a Red Bull.
What are you on?
He's had some sort of caffeine.
He's had something.
I'm on Smart Water. Not sponsored.
I'm gonna.
I think
have
you got the wrong bottle.
Not sponsored.
I'm gonna have to disagree with that.
It's paramecium water.
You're talking about this box right here.
Maverick is peanut. I have to agree with that.
Yeah.
I have this empty box.
Put it on your head.
Okay.
Why do you still have the box?
He likes
because he's
box?
Crying that it's empty.
Or he was because
he's a raider.
He's a raider.
He can't clean up his space.
That's his raider armor right there. Is his
there
Red Bull hat? Yeah.
That's his raider armor.
That's the raider equivalent of a tinfoil hat.
They do typically, you know,
oh my
put
goodness.
Together contraptions made out of junk. So.
Yeah. Definitely could go
they're
there.
They're good at it.
So, I mean, there's so many different factions and you know, different factions within that faction, I guess you could say, because the Raiders don't really, like, band together or anything, right?
Yeah. All the different groups of Raiders.
Yeah, they pretty much fight each other if they bump into each other, don't they?
Aside from Nuka World.
Well, like 76, they don't. Because they don't fight anybody.
Okay. the Crater Raiders don't care for the Blood Eagles, but
well, no, the Blood Eagles don't like anybody. But like prior
yeah,
to, so most of this is coming from basically like lore because so back when there was other Raiders, like so the Crater Raiders are what the Diehards, and then so like back when there was the Cutthroats that were at the ski lodge and other places, like they all got along, but I think they all had like different. It's like cutthroats were like, oh, we can kill everybody.
No,
and
are any of
the
these
diehard
groups like bleed over?
Didn't feel
like
you had to kill.
We don't know this to be certain.
I don't think so.
No,
what were the Raider groups in Fallout 1 and 2? It's like, did they have
you played it,
Suliar?
Come on, you're probably the only one.
Yeah, you're probably the only one.
I mean, I played, but I don't remember the names of the Raiders. I don't know if they were.
I mean, Warpath here is saying the Great Khans, the Vipers, and the Jackals.
Yeah, that's true. The Khans were around in Fallout 1.
Is that.
Well, the Khans are kind of.
Actually, the Khans were in Fallout 1 too, I think.
Yeah, the Great Khans were in New Vegas.
But they were also in Fallout 1 and 2, yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, I think it was before it was not the Great Khans, it was just the Khans or whatever.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I don't know either, because I don't play 1 and 2.
I haven't, and it's been a long time since I've watched a walkthrough.
Yeah, it's been about a year since I've played.
It's been a while, let's just say that.
But I know you played it with Fallout feeds, so that's why I thought.
Yeah,
I've done a playthrough of 1. I haven't done 2, but then at the same time, I was just looking at the Raiders.
So,
the Raiders.
Yeah, it says here that the Jackals, Vipers, and Khans were in Fallout 1.
Okay.
And they all originated from Vault 15. Actually, yeah, I just talked about this on Tapes from the Waste. So
the 3 different groups came from 1 vault. I wonder what made them. Make 3 groups.
Yeah, so Vault 15, let me see what the experiment was.
Right.
I got an easier way to do
obviously,
this.
Obviously, maybe Kevin Vault.
probably Vault a Kevin's Vault.
Raiders are bullet collectors. Yeah, hopefully in the head.
So,
yeah.
Vault 15.
One shot, one kill.
It says here the experiment for Vault 15 was there was a large population of diverse ethnic and religious backgrounds, and they were forced to live together. And eventually, you know, they all kind of banded together based on their different beliefs. And those opened, they went and went on to form the Vipers, Jackals, and the Cons.
So they were religious factions and things of that nature. So they had these high level of beliefs, and then they deteriorated into like these groups of people that went and robbed and murdered people. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The vaults
opened.
But that was the people at the ski lodge. They were all like rich vacationers. And then after they realized that nobody was there to feed them and whatever, then they turned into raiders.
Is that reality? Is that reality, Warpath? Did the fourth group become NCR, or is that just a statement?
The fourth group became Shady Sands.
Oh, well, that whoever, does eventually...
turn into the NCR, yeah.
And mercenary groups and things. So they actually bled off into other things. Shady Sands was the first like real
settlement, I guess.
Settlement from the vault dwellers. Yeah, that I remember that one. That's part of the lore for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Interessante.
Yeah. Anyway. So...
Trying to get me to remember something I said, you know, I talked about a week ago.
You know.
Oh, no. Jeez. Short-term memory is just gone, man.
I don't know. I guess it's time to go hunting for raiders.
Oh, my gosh.
So, all right.
Now he's wearing camo and orange.
Now, the great cons and the cons, do they have a correlation between the two? Do we know how that occurred? And do they have any special beliefs? Like, all right, we already know that the Legion's got this belief system that they follow based on, you know, ancient Romans, and they got it all screwed up. But they do have a belief system. I'm wondering if the Great Khans kind of thing. Like, are we dealing with like Genghis Khan, you know, and they're like trying to like emulate that or something?
I think it's just they're descendants of the original Khans here, because it says that they became eventually the new Khans and then eventually the great Khans. So I think they're.
Yeah, I always forget about the new Khans because they're so
what
so
made them the great
really.
Khans? So is there an event that made them change, or they just changed their name because it sounded cool?
It sounded cool, probably.
The Vault Dweller. Yeah, go ahead.
They had a successful campaign against the Federation. I'll just leave that joke there.
So it says the Vault Dweller nearly wiped out the original Khans. So I'm guessing the new Khans were in Fallout 2?
I'm surprised you didn't follow that.
That would make sense because I don't know about them, and I didn't play 2. And for me, it went from like the Khans, which I wasn't sure where they started out at, obviously, is the first one. And then once I got into Fallout New Vegas or Fallout 3, then I was introduced to the Great
Khans.
New Vegas.
New Vegas, okay. Yeah. They're not in 3.
I don't know. Just 2.
It seems like everything else is in 3. Why not just throw the Great Khans in there?
So what is the major...
Do the Raiders have names in 3?
I don't... Except I'm not...
There were Raiders in 3.
Well,
yeah, but I mean, are they named? Like, are I know they aren't. I know in 4 you've got names, like you've got the Forged.
Yeah, but yeah, you take out the Forged, though.
Let's see.
Well,
yeah.
It depends.
I mean, you're given the option to destroy the Forge.
Right.
There's,
but I don't know if the greater groups in 3 are named.
I don't think so. I think they're just raiders.
Yeah,
just call them raiders, slavers, bandits. You know, they don't,
yeah, it's more still a little darker, but it's less darker than
I wonder
Vegas.
Why that is. You know,
well, it's Bethesda, Bethesda took over from Obsidian wrote a more darker story for New Vegas, and that's how, you know, all.
But why did Fallout 4, did they just pick it up after that? You know, they were like, oh, well, maybe we need to introduce these actual faction
names. Like, they're going to have actual names.
Yeah.
For the different groups. Because they all have, like, there's, what, four different ones in Nuka World? Three?
No, there's four.
There's the pack, the operators, the...
I thought there was three.
Yeah, there's one more. Pack, operators, and...
Oh, there are four.
There's
the weird ones.
One more. Yeah.
You mean the furries?
No.
The weird ones.
That's no, a pack.
There's one the that...
furries?
They're very strange.
You kill them anyway.
What's their name?
That's really bothering me because I'm pretty sure I joined them.
oh, did you?
With the survival feed that we just, round table that we just did. Pack, operators, disciples, that's where it is.
Disciples, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't really love them. That all makes
sense.
I did not love them, because they were just weird.
They were jerks.
I liked, the operators made more sense to me. I didn't like the pack either. I was like, you're mean to animals. No dog fighting.
Yeah, they had a straight-up dog fighting pit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because no, as opposed fight. To the other raiders that, you know, just skinned humans alive, you know, stuff like that. But they didn't mess with Fido. Fido's cool.
You want some?
Come get some.
That's coming. Get some, baby.
You had to get him going again. See?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, let me drink my water.
No, my kid could smell the gummy bears from the kitchen.
You and your gummy bears. I think she's got a gummy bear addiction, dude.
I could smell them.
Gummy bears.
They are tasty.
Gummy bears.
They're sugar free.
No, they're not. I don't want to wind up like Maverick.
What do you mean by that?
Go buy a bag of sugar free gummy bears and find out.
I don't mind sugar-free gummy bears.
We don't need him deteriorating anymore and becoming Donnie from the Wild Thornberries.
Uh-oh.
Let's just say it's a quick weight loss plan.
Well, I don't mind.
That was a good reference, man.
Thank you.
Oh, good Lord. I'm tired. I apologize.
Everything's funny when you're
tired. We can't tell because we can't see your face. So
yeah, we can't tell either. Nah.
Well, I'm actually staying awake, which is surprising.
I am surprised.
So.
Just have the number like, Romer? Because we can't see him, so we don't know if he's there.
We're just happy you showed up, man.
I am excited. We miss you, Romer.
And now you can't see me either.
Oh.
That's okay.
You know, you made a big stink over it like 6 months ago that I didn't have my camera on, and now when I turn it off.
And well, you're playing around. It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
true.
I wanted to make sure as many people as possible were on camera so that the people, the audience, could actually see something besides a blank screen, and they're going, okay, this is awesome.
This is fun.
Gotta make the YouTube people happy.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, I've been told I have a good face for radio, so.
Oh, yes. You're fine.
Never heard that before.
Never heard that before? Really?
Okay, back to Raiders.
Back to Raiders.
Back to the show, Bob. Back to you, Bob.
Who's Bob?
He's talking about Bob Barker?
Okay.
Basement Bob Barker's back.
I thought it was Gary. Anyway.
Gary.
He was not a Raider. Moving on.
Dave.
Not here.
Is Dave a Raider?
Dave's not here.
Yeah,
man.
I know he had his own Nash Nation, whatever, but he
was. The Republic of Raider was
he? He wasn't a Raider, technically, was he?
No. I think he did.
I just want to say that I don't know if he's actually a Raider or not.
I don't think he is. I really don't.
I don't think so either, to be honest. I
don't remember.
To say
I just killed him, and I don't even remember why.
I don't know why.
What I understand is how the Raiders managed to...
sound like a Raider yourself.
So you got these Raider areas, like they got their spot, right? And then you've got like Brotherhood of Steel and all these other dudes. How do they manage not to get wiped out? Like... real quick.
There must be some mutual respect.
Because I wipe them out every time I go there. Where do they come from?
It just seems like nobody is like their friend. It'd be like the one time you'd see like Brotherhood of Steel bump into somebody else, go, yeah, we'll kick their ass with you. Sure, no problem.
It's like they steal everything. Sure, we don't need them around.
Yeah.
If you think about it, I'm going back a little bit. And I just thought of this while I'm staring at a screen. In Fallout 3, the only named Raider group that I could think of would be in the Pit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's
Pit Raiders.
The DLC.
Yeah.
They were starting to differentiate the Raiders, maybe. It was like after that, they were like, oh, let's name our Raider groups.
Let's be cool like that. Who knows? Yeah,
can you imagine if all of the Garys would organize?
Yes! Gary.
Or if they ever left the vault? Oh, boy. That would not
Gary
be good.
One. Gary 1, take out Gary 2.
No, they wouldn't be taking each other out. They'd be taking everybody else out.
Gary, take out that guy. No, Gary, you take out that guy.
What's something distinctive about the Raiders that like really differentiates them from everybody else in the Wasteland as opposed to their, you know, obvious, you know, raiding of people's lands and beating them up? What really sets them apart from everybody else that you can really tangibly put your hands on?
I would say it has a lot to do with the lore behind their group and stuff. Because a lot of times it was just like, you know, we do bad things. But then some of them actually have good, you know, good lore background stories and stuff like that. But you have to find it after you've taken them out and start going through their stuff, you know, find computer entries and everything and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, there's, you know, they're not just, you know, nameless bad guy fodder. You know, sometimes they had, you know, some interesting stories, and sometimes they had some screwed up stories.
I mean, there's just so many different. I mean, how many are there anyway? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 22, 23, 24 named factions that I can see here. And out of those...
that are classified as Raiders?
Yeah, like and if, everything from the Khans, Great Khans, all the way to the Fanatics and the Brotherhood of Zeal, you know.
That was just a random encounter.
So would this include groups like the Children of Adam?
No, I don't think so. It's like Commonwealth Raiders, Pit Raiders, Scorpions, Fiends, Jackals, Vipers, Trappers, Diehards, Blackwater Bandits, the Gormons.
The Gormons,
those were all Raider groups. Yeah.
Those are Raider groups from 76.
Radicals, Sargento's Gang. Isn't Sargento's a cheese company?
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Like hanging out at the factory?
Oh, hold on a minute. Let's see what this... I got to check this out.
You can see what it says.
Let's see. Sargento's Gang was founded after the Great War. Details about their origins are sparse, though Glenn mentions that they operated in the Capital Wastelands for a time. Glenn, a scrappy kid at the time, attempted to steal food from the gang. He ended up in a fight with Sargento himself. Glenn lost.
Yeah, this is from 76.
So is that what it is? I'm not. Yeah, it is. I see Appalachia mentioned here. So, but Sargento was impressed and offered him a position in the gang of the caravan guard, protecting the gang as they traveled from place to place. So, yeah, that's kind of, let's see. So
I probably stole some cheese.
And Glenn is actually a guard at the arena in Watoga when you're going through the Crater Raider story. And Sargento, I think, is the ringleader of all that, all the arena fights.
Yeah, because it's one of Sargento's suggestions was for them to use nothing but chainsaws.
Oh, that's fun.
That's funny. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, arena technician was Carl. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot more sense now that I look at it.
The but cheese
I,
people
I just
are.
Thought the name was like Sargento's, really? I gotta know.
I think some of these groups, because I know the diehards were led by David, right? Was it the diehards that he led? David, what was his name? The one that blew the dam.
Yeah, Austin. I think so. A lot of the...
he was like a corporate person.
He was up at the ski lodge.
Which Meg ended up being the leader of them over.
She broke off her group because she didn't quite agree with his.
Well, it says
he was like, "I'll just kill anybody who stands in my way," and she didn't like that. I think like they don't kill people.
Well, it says in Wastelanders they returned under the leadership of Meg. So I guess they had sparsed out or something. I don't know. But it says the diehards are a gang of raiders located in Appalachia in Wastelanders. They returned under the leadership of Meg.
Because I guess they left.
Groberg?
Because of the
you should know your Meg
or something.
Yeah, you're Meg.
Right.
Why? Wide man.
Yeah. But I guess because they left because of the Scorch Plague or whatever. But I was thinking that they didn't.
Oh, okay. It was the Cutthroats, not
the
Diehards. The original leader.
Yeah, David Thorpe is the Cutthroats. She's the Diehards. Like, she renamed the gang. But I was thinking there was a split because they didn't, like, quite jive on, like, how they should do some things. But they may have left because of the Scorch Plague. And then David stayed. And that's how he ended up losing his gang, because they all got turned into scorched.
I don't see him mentioned. Okay. David.
That's what happened to him.
Yeah, I see Margie McClintock. She was the leader of the gang.
She used to be the leader before Meg.
Thorpe came.
I'm just not seeing David mentioned, though.
David Thorpe? Because he's the Cutthroats.
Oh, okay. That's
not the Diehards. Yeah, okay. I got that wrong. He's the Cutthroats, yeah.
Got him mixed
path
up.
He wanted to kill everybody.
He's like, yeah. Well, and then he got really pissed and killed all the responders, or tried to, when they had Rose in jail, which he ended up killing her, too.
Yeah, by blowing the dam.
He thought she was dead. He thought they had killed her, and they hadn't. She was just in jail. So he ended up killing her, too.
And the Christmas Day flood.
Yeah.
I think it was Christmas Day flood, or was it Christmas Eve?
One of those.
It was a lot of Raider groups from 76.
That's why everything in Charleston is decorated for Christmas.
Yep.
Which, oddly, everything else in the Wasteland is decorated for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So the Gourmands are like the cannibals.
Cannibals.
Yes. Gourmands. Yeah.
That's why when you go to the one Raider bot, and it's the one that's north of Atlas, when you go to him and he's like, what is it? Human flesh is not accepted for payment or something like that.
Yeah.
He makes,
talks
about it. If you go to that Raider bot in the station.
All of the casino runners on the strip started out as different Raider gangs. The Gourmands, the Gamora people, I can't remember what their name is.
Gamora was people? From Vegas.
Yeah, the Gourmands were from Vegas too, weren't they? Or no, I'm thinking of the White 76. Glove Society.
They're 76, but they were
the
White Glove Society.
Yeah,
They're also cannibals in their own way.
That's where I got tripped up, was the cannibals.
The White Glove Society.
Yeah.
She sounds so pretty.
That's what my wife dressed up as when we were at the event.
She I remember that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She had the mask and everything. It was really cool.
Creepy.
Got her a mask from, it's like a New Orleans Mardi Gras mask, and she painted it up. It's really cool.
That's cool.
Anyway, yeah.
Christmas Day, Penny says it is Christmas Day flood. She's certain. In all caps.
I think it's time for a break, though.
Yes, you are correct. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be right back after this message, and we'll talk more about the Raiders and stuff, if we can stay on track.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, welcome to Three Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi, I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world, knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at Three Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using 3countthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Welcome back.
Howdy, sir, man.
Welcome back. We're here to do the show and stuff.
Yeah, we were just talking about cannibals on break. It's all good.
We were talking about eating
cannibals. Let's talk cannibals. Cannibals. The worst cannibal.
Quite a few.
Does every game have a cannibal faction?
No, I don't think so. I don't think four does.
I don't know. Talking about eating people. Four have a cannibal faction. Making me hungry.
Now I got to think about that.
I don't think there's any cannibals in four.
I mean, you can have the cannibal trait, but I don't think there's.
Yeah, okay, you can. Is there a raider group
that is cannibalistic?
Yeah, I can't think of
in four. I can't think of one.
There's one in three.
Three, yes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely one in 76.
And well, New Vegas three. I don't know, but New Vegas, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Makes me wonder if the slaver group in three would actually peddle people to the cannibal group.
Well, I mean, if they're going to make a sale, what do they care?
Iguana Bob was apparently selling people as iguana bits.
Yeah, iguana bits are people. Yeah. So technically,
that was in. Is that one or two when you find that out?
Thank you, Warpath.
Iguana bits are people too.
Yes, iguana bits are people too.
Yes, yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
Might have been,
which is why my character will not eat them in 76. She is standard. She will not eat pets. She will not eat like bunny rabbits.
Standards.
And she won't eat iguana bits because she knows they're people. Yep. And she doesn't eat bugs.
The hunters were cannibal. Oh,
no bugs.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Who?
The hunters were cannibals in Fallout 3.
That's our cannibal. That's our cannibal faction.
I don't remember. Hunters.
But I don't think there's actually any cannibal.
I don't remember anybody in Fallout 3 trying to eat me, but I'll take your word for it. It's been a while.
Well, you may have not.
I just found all my discs for Fallout the other day. All my Xbox 360 discs.
So it is Fallout 1 where you learn that the iguana bits were people.
Is it 3? I thought it was 2.
No, it's 1, apparently.
Oh, 1. Okay, I thought it was like 1 or 2.
one when we realized Iguana Bob
sweet meat.
Sell, you know,
they give you sweet meat.
How sweet is it?
So sweet.
So sweet.
Hey, and then there's the mystery meat that you get in Annandale. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, isn't there mystery meat in other Fallouts? And you just know?
No, I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm sure. But
so I think, is it in 4? I don't remember. But like, I feel like I saw mystery meat sometime. And I was like, uh-huh. I know what that is. I was in Annandale.
I've been there.
It got me using grade-F meat.
Great-ass meat.
She lives off a survival syringe. God only knows what's in that, Ma. You don't even know what you're doing to your body.
I don't know what I'm doing to mine.
Probably I should pick up that perk.
Stomach issues.
As long as we can't see what you're doing to your body, that's all good.
Yeah.
No, yeah, don't tell us about it.
Yeah, you don't want to hear what we were talking about.
Holy gosh.
Good Lord.
So, other than intimidation, do you think that the Raiders display bodies, dead bodies and whatnot, as like maybe a trophy? Look how many I killed today.
No, I don't feel, because then each time you go to a base or what or wherever, it change each time you go there.
They could be taking their cues from super mutants too. So
now they just leave these guys everywhere. You can't tell who it was. You don't even know if it's human. It could be, you know, just a bunch of animals.
Meat bag.
It probably is a meat bag.
Meat.
Doesn't say it's human meat.
Maybe it was so that they could get super mutants to come to their camp, so they had something to shoot at, and they used the dead bodies of humans to like entice
bait.
Them. Yeah.
Bait.
Ah, human meat tastes cool. Yeah. Mm.
Human meat.
And then they get the dogs to help sniff out the rotting meat.
Rotting meat, no good.
And get some clean underwear, please. Little clean panties.
We are not savages, people. Come on.
All right. I don't want to share
bathroom. We demand the basic requirements for life. Clean underwear
is what I need.
I don't want to use what I need. I don't want to use
OSHA rags. Yeah.
Yeah. The
I don't want to have HOA to use
as
toilet paper. I'd like some 2-ply toilet paper when I'm on the pot.
So Ma says that possibly the Raiders take so many chems that they're talking to the dead bodies because they think they're alive. Hi, everybody.
This is my friend George.
How's it going today? That's their friends.
That's my friend George.
That's their friends hanging up there.
Oh, I have to do this.
Hi, everybody. How are we today?
I have to do this. Come with
it's
me.
It's quite possible.
And you'll see
world
of OSHA violations.
I was wondering where he's going with that.
I feel like, where is this coming from?
Holy
cow. Give us clean doors, yes.
Always have some sort of water with it. Like, you've seen my camp, you know, right there in the ash heap. You know, there's a big lake right there.
Right?
You can't tell me that I can't go clean.
And we
my
don't
clothes
jump in. There's
in
a
there.
River. I mean, we jump in once in a while. You can't tell me my drawers are as dirty as when I went in when I come out.
You'll probably be more irradiated, but
yeah, radiated. Yeah. Yeah, you'll
be clean.
Why do the stains always look like rust?
Those aren't rust.
No, it looks like rust. No, that's something else, bro. Nah, that's
not like a Hershey kiss.
Ew.
A little bit of a king size
Maybe
bar
it's
right there.
Of water, and it just turns into like a, or like they're farting dust through silk or something. I don't know.
Where are we going?
They're trusting farts way too much.
Okay. Yeah.
A fart with a friend.
A shart. A fart with a. I gotta remember that one.
Fart with a friend. Yeah. He said,
oh my goodness.
Hello.
Oh.
Oh,
Raiders.
Oh, see, there it is. There's a faction called the Rust Devils. They all got dirty.
There are Rust Devils.
I guess that is Raider related.
They all got dirty.
They build robots.
Mm-hmm.
But they're nice. They're friendly. They just want to like run their robots around.
I got another one that Warpath has sent to the chat. Lord, I apologize.
I wonder about that.
For them. And B, the starving pygmies in New Guinea. Amen.
Thank you, Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Warpath is saying this in our chat here. I have to say it.
You are obligated to repeat
I feel it. Obligated, okay?
Okay.
Sure.
And it's all because of your dirty underwear.
All right, folks, that will do it.
Because we can buy super clean clothes in the Atom shop, but we're wearing dirty undies underneath. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I wonder what happens if you... Wait, no, I know what happens. I've done it before. Never mind.
I was going to say.
No.
Like, really? You have to wonder?
No, I've done it before, where I've taken everything off on my character, where I've wondered what the color of my underwear on my character looks like, and I know.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that. Now I understand.
Yeah.
I know all too well. I've been in...
I didn't know where he was going with that.
Gato catfight nights. I've gotten a good look at it.
Yeah.
And everybody else's.
Everybody. Run around in their underwear. Because anytime you do a Nuka Shine run or a cat fight night or anything, you gotta be in your skivvies.
Somehow, some way, you just gotta.
Well, yeah, that's the best way to prove that you're not cheating with armor and such.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you got outfits on, it hides the armor, so you can't prove that you're not cheating. With some good armor.
I feel like armor is the best policy, though.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but you can't have buffs.
If you're not cheating,
you can't have the buffs. Well...
The Raider way. If you're not cheating...
That is true.
You're not winning.
So who is bigger, the Legion or the Khans?
I think the Legion was.
I thought the Legion was, yeah.
I mean, the Blood Eagles definitely were never the size of those two factions.
No.
But wasn't it I thought the Legion, because they fought smarter, because they didn't take Kems.
Yeah.
They did everything else under the sun, but Kems? Oh, no. No. We draw the line there.
It's got to be the Legion if the NCR is actually afraid of
them. If the NCR, because they weren't too concerned about the Khans.
Because the NCR is what, the largest faction, period. I mean, if you think of the actual,
it's an actual country, to be honest, actual working country.
Uh-huh.
Post fallout, bombs dropping.
You were correct with the apocalyptic part.
Was I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bombs dropping, apocalyptic. Yeah. It applies.
Awesome. Yay.
It applies. Yeah. Yeah. Just kind of curious on that one, because it's like, I remember the Khans being considered so huge, especially now when you say the Khans, I mean the Khans and the Great Khans and the New Khans and, you know, the Khan.
But they didn't all exist at the same time. So
no, they didn't
really.
No, but they are a faction that survived for a very long time is basically what I'm getting at. But
I always considered them three separate factions since they were.
I wonder
what
point were
zones.
They largest though? Were they the Khans like at the beginning? Were they massive, or were they just a faction building?
And then
up
they kind of dwindled.
Well, you know, I mean, because by the time you got to the Great Khans, they were a pretty decent sized faction. I'm wondering if they were larger before that or after, or you know, or not obviously not after, but during that period. I'm just curious of the size and the scope of how much they. Oh well, here we go.
I guess we'll never know.
I don't know, unless somebody can Google that.
Unless someone can Google it while
everything
we
I've Googleized is kind of
because Bethesda lore, Fallout lore is vague as everything.
Well, it's not vague. I mean, it's actually it's pretty detailed when you get into it, but it just depends on what it is you're looking up. You know, there's a lot of really heavily detailed lore if you go back.
If you know what you're looking for, then yes.
I mean,
but overall,
they go from the 2240s to the 2280s, and this is talking about what was I looking up? Just Raiders in general. It's giving timelines and what is this here? Raider groups can be found everywhere in the wasteland. Most are short-lived and loosely organized gangs, barely scraping out a living, typically without a driving purpose behind basic survival or psychotic thrills. Some, however, such as the Khans and the 80s.
Oh yeah, the 80s.
I didn't even
know. They were vicious.
I forgot about that.
Last long enough to form tribal connections and unique cultural culture based on the raiding.
Yeah, I just heard something about them the other night. I was watching something. They were talking about the 80s. They were named because they gravitated towards the areas off of 80.
That makes sense.
But they had that area, like, north. What was I watching when I saw that? Something on YouTube.
Something to do with the role-playing game, apparently. They have a...
I was watching some kind of lore video thing.
Well, it says here...
maybe it was Robots
Radio. The 80s first appeared in Joshua Sawyer's unofficial personal Fallout role-playing game made in 2004. In it, they are described as a gang of bandits that operate along the Northern California 80 freeway, mostly in the region northwest of the lawless, uncontrolled city of Sacramento. Their insignia and typical outfits were also outlined, as well as their usage of motorcycles. The 80s then came to be mentioned in Honest Hearts 7 years later.
Don't remember hearing that.
What was I watching?
Wiki's correct about everything. You know that. Can't be wrong. It's a wiki.
I think it was when I was watching the known lore of every state in the game.
That's what I was watching. It was in my recommended. I was going to watch it.
Yeah, I was watching that. And he brought it up in his video.
Oh, I remember. So Honest Hearts is that DLC for Fallout New Vegas.
Joshua Graham, right?
I remember that. Nobody
posts anything that's untrue on the internet. That's the law.
That's all bandage.
It's a law.
No one does that.
No, we wouldn't do that.
No, we wouldn't lead people astray. Possibly incite riots. We never do that.
I'm assuming that when he put when he put that video together, he literally scoured like everything to find out, any mention of any state in videos, games, DLCs. And it's a recent video because he talks about Atlantic City.
Nice.
Any word on when that DLC is supposed to hit?
March 26th, I think.
You mean the second part of it? Yeah. It's
March. Later in March.
Yeah, I believe it's March 26th.
Sounds about right. And do you think that's when the next season will come out?
Probably. I don't think that they've said officially, but when there's a big update like that, that's probably when it's going to be.
But I think like 80% of the people are done with it. So
I'm on double scorecation, so.
Yep.
You people and your crazy, I do multiple systems. Yeah.
It's my first time trying with both, so.
That is why I was like, I don't know if I want to play on Xbox. I don't have all my goodies.
Oh, so Sassy, you sent out a post. This is unrelated to Raiders because, well, we're kind of exhausting that one.
We're getting nowhere at this point.
Well, Ed, I was going to refer to Devin. Lady Devin, yeah. you shared something in regards to a video that we were going to put together. And
yes, they're putting together like a big presentation, and they're taking like everybody's little 10 to 30 second video, and they're putting it all together to send to her, just as like a thank you for everything that she's done in the community. So we had the opportunity to film something.
Well, we can just right here, right now, say thank you, Lady Devin, for everything.
Yeah, that's what I figured we would like do. You just have to be able to clip it out and
much work. I don't know how to do that.
Oh no, because you're not an
editor. You are not an editor.
That's not the Fallout Roundtable way. We just make it the hardest thing possible.
The whole freaking show.
No, but in all seriousness, I would like to say,
if you cut out that little section for us, I put the link in the, I sent you the link. You've got it in your DMs.
Yeah.
You can just send it to them there.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, they tagged me. And, you know, they were like, oh, I know you've worked with her in Fallout for Hope. So do you want to do this? And I was like, I'll have the show do it. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Lady Devin, for everything you've done. We appreciate you. I'm not waving goodbye. I'm just waving hi. I swear. We would actually rather you come back and, you know, do it for free.
Come back, please.
We will miss you in this community.
Yeah.
We appreciate everything that you have done, building our community and supporting our community, from Fallout for Hope to just talking to us on the internet and, you know, listening to our concerns and addressing them and just being super awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
You're awesome, Lady Devin. And thank you for everything you've done, everything that you will continue to do for the community down the road.
Hopefully they'll just turn around and go, oh, well, you screwed up, and hire you back and pay you more.
I don't know. She might end up with something better. It's just usually the way things go. So.
Yeah,
well, it's Microsoft.
Yep, that was
Wasn't
that Bill Gates' nickname in high school?
Bethesda, and it's not. It wasn't Bethesda. Bethesda would have never done that.
No, Bethesda would never do that. How she's beloved in the community.
No. Anybody who knows her knows that she's worth hanging on to. Definitely,
she has started streaming again, though,
and we don't mean like this.
If you guys want to check out her
streaming, check out her streaming. She's back. Yeah, she started streaming again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
I like to give people their flowers while they're around.
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
All right. So is there anything else going on, like in the Fallout universe, that we need to know about? I mean, we know the TV show is still couple months away.
We will be covering it.
Well, I'll be Burning Love event going on right now.
But... Yeah, the Burning Love event started Tuesday, goes till what? 14th or whatever.
Something like that. There's events, you know, there's challenges for this week and then challenges for next week, and get some pink stuff.
Pink stuff, yeah. I gotta get on that because I haven't been on.
There's the jumpsuit this week, and then next week you get a pink fireplace. I don't know. Is the fire itself pink, or is it just
the? It looked like the fireplace was. It's the white fireplace.
When you light the fireplace up, does it sing Barbie World?
Right? I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
I don't know, but yeah, it's definitely.
I'm so plastic. So fantastic.
But there's a lot of pink. I mean, Adam Shop was like barfing pink the weekend. There's a lot of pink.
And I can't afford any of it.
But we did Burning Love or whatever, I don't know whatever they called it, event, 2 years ago? Was it 2 years ago? Where we got the heart wrencher.
Yeah,
the roses with the wrench. That was so awesome. But we had to
have that thing too.
Oh, I use it in pictures all the time. But we had to use it to like kill super mutants and stuff, and it was wild because it made the sound of like a bouquet of flowers when you hit the super mutant, it's like, oh my gosh.
I was such a baby at the time too.
It was so great. I just thought that was like the best thing ever. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so creative. They're like making us beat super mutants to death with a bouquet of roses. I was like, pipe. This is amazing.
I thought it was awesome. Like all the damage was something else and then finish it off with the heart wrencher.
Yeah. It's like shoot it and then psh, 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 psh. But it was so great. Like... Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was so good. It was like... It's like, yeah, you're not doing anything.
But I use a Holy Fire on Xbox, and it's a kind of a running joke with me that I'm always out of flame or fuel. So now I've got that problem on PC too, because we have to use the flamer on PC, and I have even less fuel on PC.
I know, because I run out of that stuff. So
there's got to be a YouTube video somewhere on how to get flamer fuel easy.
Do daily everything I've ever heard is like go to daily ops.
Do daily ops with your flamer. I mean, geez, you imagine how long that would take.
I don't know.
And don't do them. Of course, the skin.
I haven't done a daily ops
in
probably like I don't know. I can't even remember the last time I did a daily ops.
It's been a minute.
It has been a minute.
So anyway. I think this will call the end. Yeah. Call the end of the episode.
So, Helvetia's next weekend.
Yes, Helvetia's next weekend.
We will be going to the Real World Real Life Fashna in West Virginia.
So that's a legit place. It's called Fashna.
It is a real place. No, Helvetia's the place. Fashna's the event, or Fashnacht, I guess is how you say it. Fashnacht. I learned that by watching Chip's video. Well, Brian's video for Chipmunk Travel Series, whatever. He released the Fashnacht video last week, I think, and talked to the organizer of the event. And she said it. And I was like, oh, we've all been saying it wrong.
We've been saying
play that song there constantly, the marching song?
I don't think I heard it.
Should play that there.
I didn't hear it last year. I don't know. Penny, did you hear it? I don't remember. I think we sung it. Did you hear it, Ma? I think we were running around going, dun, 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 you know, but I don't think they actually play it. But yeah, I just call it Fast Night. Yeah, Penny calls it Fast Night. Because that's what it
Fast
is.
Fast Night.
It's the night before you start
fasting
Lent, basically. Well, it's the night before Lent. It's like Fat Tuesday or something like that.
Fat,
you know,
Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's your night of feasting before you start Lent. And then it's their way of, they also bring in some different traditions, like wearing the masks and then chasing, you know, to scare away winter and then burning Old Man Winter to welcome spring.
That got dark, but that's cool.
Well, she explains it really well. If you look for Chipmunk, M-O-N-K, on YouTube, and he has a traveling series and the West Virginia or Appalachian series.
Someone played it on their phone. Good.
So yeah, that does not surprise me.
There's video on YouTube where it's like, it's the Fashnacht song for like what, 10-15 minutes continuous.
I don't think I could do that. Somebody actually looked up, was it Penny? Somebody like actually looked up and said, like, this is the origin of the song. Like, it's actually from something.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is now. I saw it somewhere and I was like, oh yeah, great. Now we know. But oh honey, it
10 hours?
Is it 10 hours? No, what? Not 10 hours. Oh, no. Yes, I gotta remember.
I mean, who did that now. Just don't play that when you're trying to sleep.
If somebody plays that in the house, they might have to get kicked out.
It goes on and on and on.
Whoever plays that in the house might have to sleep outside.
Oh, God.
I think that we might have to make that a house rule. If you play the Fashnacht song, you have to sleep outside. There's a fire pit, so you'll be warm, but you know, you're gonna have to sleep out there.
All right, guys, I think that's gonna wrap it up for us tonight.
Let's go.
Eric, you got anything you want to promote or anything?
Well, you know, Tapes from the Waste, we just started doing a series on the different vault experiments leading up to the release of the TV show. So that's the Fallout related stuff. Other than that, just, you know, I'm going to be getting back to the Starfield podcast here pretty soon too. And my other two, and, but, yeah, other than that, yeah, the Modus Files, play a couple of characters on that show, and
still
they
alive.
Both of them are still alive. I've only got one that's dead.
I've got a
few. It seems like it's a thing. It's like if you can make it through an episode, like
there's a chance.
Most of my characters last episode, at least two episodes, maybe. You know,
this last
I just do supporting roles, so I don't know what happens to them.
You didn't do Meg on Modus?
I did, yeah. But she's not been on.
She's somebody that can return still. She hasn't been killed by Lilith yet.
No, she's not. Yeah. No, Lilith
hasn't killed her yet.
Lilith hasn't eaten her yet.
Yeah, a small part in the last episode too, which was a really big episode.
It did. I had a supporting role.
Really big too. Yeah.
I played the creepy doctor's assistant or something.
And I'm Frederick Rivers.
You're always Frederick Rivers until they decide to kill him.
That's the only character that hadn't been killed yet.
Identity of my
I bet he's getting there.
Character was just revealed. So
dun dun dun.
Yep. So if you want to know,
listen to
you.
Two.
Yeah.
Maybe so. Tomorrow.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, I guess that's it. Everybody say goodnight.
That's it.
Goodnight,
good morning,
bye,
everybody.
Goodnight.
Good morning.
Oh yeah, don't forget the good morning. Yeah, he's always got to put that in there.
Good morning, guys.
This podcast is part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club, a program designed to help all podcasts reach their full potential. For information about joining the Robots Radio Rocket Club, check out robotsradio.net.
When a wasteland detective and a vault girl cross paths, no criminal is safe.
You're both under arrest.
Don't move a muscle if you know what's good for you.
Based in Bethesda's Fallout series, follow Walter and Bunny as they traverse the Texas Commonwealth and New Vegas, busting big crime rings.
We'll need all we can to expand into Vegas territory.
And surviving anything the wasteland can throw at them.
It's him! It's the Mothman!
Featuring a series of nail-biting narratives and guest stars from across the Fallout community. It's anybody's guess what thrilling case is up next.
War never changes, does it, Bunny?
No, it certainly does not.
True Vault Escapades, a Fallout audio drama, available anywhere you get podcasts.